This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. The copyright for this article belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning, Volume 18, Number 6, September 2017. The title of this article is An Evaluation Framework and Instrument for Evaluating E-Assessment Tools. The authors of this article are Yuji Singh of the University of KwaZulu-Natal, Durban, and M.R. de Villiers of the University of South Africa, Johannesburg, South Africa. Abstract: E-assessment, in the form of tools and systems that deliver and administer multiple-choice questions, is used increasingly, raising the need for evaluation and validation of such systems. This research uses literature and a series of 6 empirical action research studies to develop an evaluation framework of categories and criteria called SEAT. SEAT was converted to an interactive electronic instrument, eSEAT, to assist academics in making informed choices when selecting MCQ systems for adoption or evaluating existing ones. Keywords: action research, e-assessment, evaluation criteria, evaluation framework, evaluation instrument, multiple choice questions, MCQs. Introduction: e-assessment is the use of information technology in conducting assessment. There is a range of genres, involving the design of tasks and automated activities for assessing students' performance and recording results. Examples are multiple-choice questions, e-portfolios, on-screen marking, and development by students of electronic prototypes and artifacts. E-assessment is particularly valuable in assessment of large cohorts, as well as in open and distance learning, where it is crucial to successful teaching and testing. This research focuses on tools and systems that deliver and administer MCQs, addressing the need to evaluate and validate them. We describe the generation of an interactive evaluation framework that assists academics in making decisions when selecting MCQ systems for adoption or evaluating existing systems. The work was conducted in a higher education context. MCQs include single and multiple response questions, true-false, true-false with explanation, matching items, extended matching items, drop-down lists, fill-in-the-blank completion, hotspots, drag-and-drop, diagrams, video clips, simulations, ranking, reordering, and categorizing. Their advantages include rapid automated marking, replacement of labor-intensive traditional marking, objective unbiased marking, specified durations or open-ended periods, question banks, and coverage of broad ranges of topics. MCQs provide higher reliability than construct response questions and are equally valid. Furthermore, item analysis and item response theory allow educators to evaluate MCQs in terms of difficulty and discriminative capacity. There are cognitive benefits, as testing with good MCQs supports comprehension, knowledge verification, and achievement of course objectives. Formative assessment via MCQs is useful for revision and the feedback supports further learning. Importantly, MCQs offer a valuable option for assessment, especially in open distance learning, due to its time and place independence. Drawbacks of MCQs are that they do not assess application of knowledge for problem solving, and they are also criticized as being unrelated to authentic practice. However, research shows that it is possible to test higher order thinking through well-developed MCQs, but it requires skill, practice, and time on the part of the educator. Research problem and gap identification. E-assessment via MCQs has become an integral and increasing form of assessment, particularly with large student bodies and growing faculty workloads at higher education institutions. Concomitantly, the need arises for frameworks and means of evaluating e-assessment systems in use or being considered for adoption. Insufficient research has been conducted on requirements for e-assessment systems and their evaluation, and a gap exists. Wills et al. Generated FREMA, an e-learning framework for assessment. FREMA is not an evaluation framework. Rather, it is a reference model that provides a structured network of resources to developers of e-learning assessment. Thomas, Borg, and McNeil produced a process-focused lifecycle framework to link stages of e-assessment to institutional strategies for developing e-assessment. Factors contributing to low adoption of e-assessment at ANHE in America were analyzed by McCann. In South Africa, Pretorius et al. Reported that inadequate information exists on evaluation criteria for MCQ systems. The above group recently compiled a list of 104 criteria in four categories against which computer-based training systems can be evaluated to meet needs in their institution. These criteria for a perfect CBT system are based on literature, requirements of faculty, personal experience with systems, and best practice principles, but are not accompanied by an evaluation instrument. The present work aims to fill the gap and address the problem by generating an innovative, comprehensive, and multifaceted framework for evaluating electronic MCQ systems. Using an action research approach comprising six iterative studies, we developed, validated, applied, and refined a structured framework for evaluating systems and tools that deliver and assess questions of the MCQ genre. First, a framework of criteria, SEET, was developed and evaluated. SEET was then converted to an electronic instrument, ESEET, which was critical in further empirical studies. The final ESEET instrument comprises 11 categories and 182 criteria. It generates scores and structured reports that assist faculty in selecting and evaluating MCQ tools. We sketch the emergence of the initial SEET framework, while the research methodology section presents the research question and introduces the action research approach by which SEET evolved to the automated ESEET instrument. We then present the development, evaluation, refinement, and validation of SEET and ESEET, followed by a view of the final ESEET instrument. The conclusion revisits the research question. Background. SEET was initially constructed by creating component lit from literature and component emp from empirical studies among MCQ users. The two were merged in the SEET framework, which evolved over four studies, 1A1D, before being converted to the ESEET instrument, which was validated and refined in studies 2 and 3. Figure 1. Evolution of SEET and ESEET, adapted from Singh and de Villiers. Component lit emerged from literature studied by the primary researcher to identify pertinent criteria. Valenti et al. Defined four categories of criteria for evaluating MCQ systems: interface, question management, test management, and implementation issues. Pretorius et al. Compiled attributes of a good e-assessment tool, using three of Valenti et al.'s categories and adding technical, pre-criteria, and post-criteria. Component lit also contains criteria influenced by Carter et al., Lewis and Sewell, and Morris and Day, resulting in a synthesis of 11 evaluation categories with 91 criteria. Component EMP emerged from interviews and questionnaires, which investigated empirically what features are required by users of MCQ systems. This research, conducted prior to studies 1, 2, and 3, generated 42 new evaluation criteria and a 12 category on question types. After integrating component lit and component EMP, there were 12 categories with 91 plus 42 equals 133 criteria. Some categories were merged and compound criteria were subdivided into single issues, leading to 10 categories with 147 criteria in the initial SEET framework. Interface design, question editing, assessment strategy, test response analysis, reports, test bank, security, compatibility, ease of use, technical support, and question types. Research design and methodology. The research question under consideration is, what are essential elements to include in a framework to evaluate e-assessment systems of the MCQ genre? The overarching research design was action research, using mixed method strategies for longitudinal investigation of the developing SEET and ESEET artifacts. The studies were conducted with different groups of participants invited due to their use of MCQs and SEET ability for the study in hand. A number of them worked in distance education. They critiqued, evaluated, and applied the framework, facilitating evolution from the SEET framework to the electronic evaluation instrument, ESEET. Quantitative and qualitative questionnaire surveys were conducted, as well as qualitative semi-structured interviews. The questionnaires gathered uniform data from large groups, while interviews allowed in-depth exploration of interesting and unanticipated avenues with individuals. As different participants scrutinized the framework in empirical studies, they contributed additions, deletions, and refinements to the categories and criteria of the theoretical SEET framework and subsequently to the practical ESEET instrument. Figure 2 shows the series of six action research studies. Figure 2. Action research applied to SEET and ESEET instrument. In study 1, with four sub-studies, Sets of participants inspected the seat framework from varying perspectives to suggest extensions and refinements and to propose further criteria. After seat had been converted to the online eSeat instrument, eSeat was investigated and refined. Study 2 evaluated the instrument itself. Study 3 applied eSeat to evaluate specific MCQ systems, thus validating it by use. Participants were employees at HEIS in South Africa, particularly in computing-related disciplines, computer science, information systems, and information technology, but the findings are relevant to other disciplines too. Findings of evaluation, application, refinement and validation of SEAT and eSeat. We discuss the action research series of studies 1, 2, and 3, presenting selected findings. Study 1 SEAT framework. Study 1 was iterative, comprising studies 1A, 1B, 1C, and 1D that provided varying perspectives on the SEAT framework with different groups of participants involved in each. The initial version of SEAT with 10 categories and 147 criteria was a Microsoft Word document, uploaded on the online tool SurveyMonkey for distribution and data analysis. In the process of conversion to SurveyMonkey format, criteria were subdivided leading to 162. Study 1A, Pilot Study. In 1A, the primary researcher selected a convenience sample of two meticulous and experienced colleagues, who worked through the SEAT framework, rephrasing, deleting, and adding categories, suggesting further criteria, rewording criteria to improve clarity, identifying duplicates for removal, moving criteria to categories where they fitted better, and explaining terms. The structural, content, and system-related input from the pilot was used to create the second version of the framework, with 10 categories and 166 criteria. Study 1B, SEAT Evaluation Study. This major study continued the action research process of refining SEAT as a prelude to developing an electronic framework. The framework was distributed to 80 users of MCQ systems from 16 HEIS. 56 returned usable responses. The survey on SurveyMonkey listed the criteria, along with an evaluation item for each. Participants rated the importance of each criterion on a scale from 1 to 7. The quantitative data was statistically analyzed with the non-parametric sign test to assist identification of essential criteria and non-essential criteria. 6 criteria in the categories of test and response or ease of use scored mean ratings significantly, 3 but 6, indicating they should be removed. Table 1. Identification of criteria for removal. Participants also provided qualitative comments. In general, they found SEAT comprehensive and helpful. They confirmed that vital criteria had been identified, and recommended several others. Selected responses follow. R2. All statements are obvious rules. R4. These criteria enable developers to customize and enhance their tools. R14. There was not a single item that I would not want the option of including in an assessment tool. R28. The survey made us rethink our online assessment and its alignment with our lecturing. R24 and R46 found the list too long. Study 1C, Proof of Concept Study. Oates explains that not all researchers formally evaluate designed artifacts. Instead, they might conduct a POC by generating a prototype that functions and behaves in a required way under stated conditions. In this case, the POC involved both a functioning prototype and an expert evaluation. The researcher handpicked a purposive sample of 3 experts from different HEIS, who had been closely involved with MCQ assessment. They inspected SEAT through varying lenses. Participant 1 was an e-learning manager in an ODL institution. POC 2 an academic leader responsible for strategic decisions regarding adoption of e-assessment tools. And POC 3 a senior academic, who had specialized in MCQs for more than 5 years. Study 1C comprised a survey and follow-up telephonic interviews regarding the participants' comments and reasons for low ratings on some criteria that had been considered essential in Study 1B. POC 1 suggested minor changes to wording to improve the clarity of the criteria in the framework. POC 2 was more critical, recommending removal or rewording of several criteria. He suggested adjusting the rating scale. At that stage, criteria was rated on a Likert scale from 1, extremely important, to 7, not at all important. POC 2 advocated a more qualitative ranking, by which participants would evaluate how effectively each criterion was implemented in the system being rated. He advised a scale from very effectively to not at all, and an NA option. POC 3 suggested a fundamental structural improvement. He advised an 11 category, robustness, and advocated that each seat category should be assigned to one of two overarching sections, functional or non-functional. POC3 acknowledged seat's usefulness. Seat is invaluable to decision makers considering the adoption of e-assessment, and stated that it is a wonderful idea and might be excellent to guide an institution in decision-making, benefiting most stakeholders. After reflection on the feedback of Study 1C, SEAT's terminology was adapted considerably. Study 1D, SEAT Application Study. Study 1D was the last SEAT evaluation delivered via SurveyMonkey. A purposive sample of 7 users with expertise in e-assessment and MCQs was selected from participants in the earlier component EMP interview study. They had contributed requirements that were converted to criteria, hence it was important now to get their feedback on the emerging framework. The participants comprised 5 academics who had used MCQs extensively for at least 5 years, a reputed e-consultant, and a leading e-assessment researcher. They applied the version called SEAT Application Framework to evaluate an MCQ system they used, then provided constructive criticism. 4 applied SEAT to the tool embedded in their own institution's learning management system. Participants A5, A6, and A7 completed the SurveyMonkey template, but did not respond to the open-ended questions. Selected qualitative responses from A1, A2, A3, and A4 follow. A4 found SEAT framework was easy to use, easy to implement and easy to administer, but requires some thought. Most responses mentioned using SEAT for considering potential acquisitions. A1, it is very valuable for comparing e-assessment tools, saves time. A2, in a teaching environment, the value of this instrument lies in empowering users to make a better choice between various computer-based testing packages. This is valuable, especially for the department responsible for choosing the online software. A3, it is most useful when considering purchasing a system. I would love the criteria to be given to the owners of the system I am using, which I believe is not suitable for universities. These remarks are encouraging, because the use of SEAT in evaluating tools for adoption was a main intention of this research. Moreover, A2 proposed, this can be used as a benchmarking instrument for online assessment tools. In lateral thinking, A3 believed, this framework could be used to show non-users the wonderful features of a system, with relation to features and scope. A4 found SEAT one of the few comprehensive tools available. It provides an overview of the most important features. A4 felt that the length of the instrument is essential. A1 affirmed the successful evolution of the framework. All the relevant questions about an e-assessment tool are already there. You can just answer the questions to evaluate the tool. There were no suggested deletions, but 2 new criteria were proposed for the technical support category. Consolidation of Study 1. The framework was consolidated in line with Studies 1B-1D, incorporating the category of robustness and adding removing criteria. SEAT then comprised 11 categories and 182 criteria. Functional, question editing, assessment strategy, test and response analysis, test bank, question types, non-functional, interface design, security, compatibility, ease of use, robustness, technical support. This version served as the basis for the eSEAT instrument. A computer programmer took the categories and criteria of the SEAT framework and constructed an interactive electronic evaluation instrument to analyze users' input on MCQ systems tools and to provide automated scoring for each criterion, calculations, and reports. eSEAT generates category ratings and an overall rating. In studies 2 and 3, selected participants evaluated, applied, and validated eSEAT. Their feedback was used to correct problems in the automated version and to refine terminology, but no further changes were made to the criteria. Studies 2 and 3 eSEAT instrument. These 2 studies are discussed together, since they overlap. Study 2, the eSEAT evaluation study, was an expert review to assess the effectiveness and appropriateness of eSEAT. A purposive sample of 4 expert MCQ users from different South African HEIs was invited. None of them had participated in previous studies. Hence they interacted with eSEAT in an exploratory way and gave fresh objective impressions. After using eSEAT, they were required to complete an evaluation questionnaire, followed by an unstructured interview. The culmination of the action research series was Study 3, Application and Validation of the eSEAT Instrument. 3 participants, selected for their expertise and experience, critically reviewed the instrument to validate it and to apply it in a comprehensive and complete evaluation of an MCQ system they used. They covered all the categories and criteria rigorously, validating e-seat by use in practice. The common component in the two studies was the questionnaire completed by participants after they had used e-seat. Table 2 integrates the quantitative ratings from studies 2 and 3, with 4 and 3 participants respectively, totaling n equals 7. Table 2. Integration of ratings from studies 2 and 3, disregarding outliers. The ratings were similar and positive, with 6 and 5 participants strongly agreeing that e-seat was respectively useful and intuitive, while 4 were pleased with the report. Ratings on usability were mixed, indicating that e-seat's usability needs improvement. Negatively phrased items considered lax, whereby 7 and 6 strongly disagreed that content and processing were respectively lacking. Study 2 elicited open-ended feedback by qualitative questions and interviews on matters such as potential beneficiaries, features they liked or found irritating. Addressing e-seat's repertoire, ESP4 praised the depth and range of questions. ESP2 reported the comprehensive coverage as outstanding, and ESP1 identified the technical features were also addressed, referring to the automation. ESP3 found the format was easy to use, and ESP2 expressed that e-seat prompted me to investigate aspects where I was unsure whether my tool had such options. Via the 182 criteria, participants encountered a range of factors related to MCQ assessment. ESP2 and ESP3 indicated they now grasped the numerous aspects. Participants discussed e-seat's relevance and worth to different stakeholders, helpful to non-users, academics who intend using e-assessment in future, people choosing between tool options or wanting to evaluate their existing tool, would benefit. E-seat highlights positive aspects, as well as missing features. Decision makers would benefit greatly if they had previously worked with MCQs. An assessor who is planning to use e-assessment, and does not fully know the features of such systems, might not be able to appropriately judge a system without such a tool. ESP2, ESP3, and ESP4 requested an indication of progress, showing what was complete and what was still outstanding. Other minor problems emerged. The print results button also opened an email option. It was not possible to undo actions, and some features were not automated, but needed activation. ESP1 was concerned by the length and also requested that results be automatically emailed to users in case they inadvertently clicked close. Most of these problems were fixed after study 2. Study 3 had less qualitative information. Participants requested a few additional processing and content features, most of which were feasible, and were implemented. Following improvements after study 2, all three found the post-use report useful. The issue of orientation arose again, emphasizing the need for a progress bar. Participants appreciated the criteria that supported them as they evaluated systems. It also showed features one has not even thought of. VSP3 reflected that although a tool may have a low score for a certain feature, that feature may not be relevant to you. Further categorization into essential and optional criteria would be helpful in a future version of e-seat. Responding to an open-ended question regarding beneficiaries of e-seat, VSP1 suggested administrators, budget managers, and decision makers considering new purchases, while VSP2 and VSP3 mentioned academics using MCQs for testing. VSP3 posited, you can only assess a tool once you know it well, and advocated that a database of assessments done by users knowing a tool well should be compiled from the results of e-seat, so that experts' evaluations could be consulted. This pertinent issue has been raised by other stakeholders as well. It is a sensitive matter, since the owners designers of a poorly rated system might object. It could only be done if the license holder granted permission. The final e-seat instrument. This section presents the ultimate product of the action research, namely the evaluation framework with 11 categories and 182 criteria, implemented within the interactive e-seat instrument. The figures that follow illustrate what an end user would experience. Figure 3 illustrates the process of applying e-seat. Figure 3, the e-seat process. Figures 4 and 5 depict screenshots of e-seat's introductory screen and a typical rating screen respectively. Figure 4, e-seat introductory screen. Figure 5, part of the interactive screen for question editing criteria. Table 3 lists the functional criteria and Table 4 the non-functional criteria of the e-seat instrument. Table 3, e-seat's functional criteria. Table 4, e-seat's non-functional criteria. After a user has evaluated an MCQ tool, e-seat generates a report. It appears on screen and is also emailed to the user and the researcher designer. Figure 6 shows a report regarding a fictitious system called Zitest. Figure 6 e-seat sample report screen. Conclusion. We revisit the research question. What are essential elements to include in a framework to evaluate e-assessment systems of the MCQ genre? This research makes a valuable theoretical contribution, filling a gap with the comprehensive SEAT framework. The contributions from experts provided pertinent judgments and further content to the evolving artifacts. The extensive compilation, comprising 11 evaluation categories and 182 criteria, provides a conceptual understanding of the requirements and features of tools that administer questions of the MCQ genre. It emerged that different MCQ systems cumulatively provide multiple functionalities beyond the familiar ones. Hence, the generic framework includes a broad set of criteria relating to features and facilities that are not required in all systems, but that can be reduced and customized to specified requirements or contexts. Furthermore, the criteria can serve as sets of design guidelines for producing new assessment systems, thus benefiting designers and developers. In some cases, it would be excessive for users to evaluate their systems with 182 criteria. Hence, e-seat could be made customizable in future so that users could choose which categories are essential to them. The work is innovative in its practical contribution, namely, the e-seat instrument, which is the interactive artifact on which the theoretical SEAT framework resides and is delivered to users. The action research approach served well in supporting step-by-step development, as the series of studies facilitated e-seat's evolution and improvement. Participants acknowledged its utility for evaluating e-assessment systems, particularly when such were under consideration for potential acquisition. Importantly, participants identified inadequacies that were corrected. With its click functionality and automated ratings, e-seat expedites the process of evaluating MCQ systems thoroughly, prompting users to consider factors that, independently, they might never have investigated. The outcomes of this work are useful to various stakeholders, educational institutions, due to the accessibility of information on the quality of their existing MCQ tools or tools they are considering adopting, academics faculty who wish to implement e-assessment in the courses they teach, students who appreciate rapid results MCQ technologies to supplement traditional assessment, and in particular to ODL institutions where in the absence of class-based teaching, some degree of e-assessment is essential. In future research, work could be undertaken to improve e-seat's usability and the report it generates, since responses on these aspects were tentative. Finally, measures are underway to convert e-seat to a fully operational system and obtain gatekeeper consent to make it officially available to other institutions. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the iRODL website, www.irodl.org. Goodbye.